This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Every day is full of professional stress for the President of the United States, but this may arguably be a tough one professionally and personally for President Joe Biden. Fox's Jared Halperin joins us now from the nation's capital. Jared, we're living in historic times.
Certainly, the first time we've seen the child of a sitting president convicted. I don't think this was entirely unexpected, given kind of how that trial went for Hunter Biden. But again, convicted on three counts related to lying on a form to purchase a firearm back in 2018. President Biden, you saw yesterday, kind of after that verdict, flew out to Wilmington to spend some time with his son, spend some time with the family. He is now en route to Italy, where he will spend the next few days with G7 leaders and President Volodymyr Zelensky. You know, the statement that we saw from the president was sort of paired with the statement we saw at the beginning of this process. President Biden saying that he is president, but also a dad, that he and the first lady love their son and they're proud of how he is overcoming his battle with addiction, and will continue to respect the judicial process. And will not comment on this as Hunter considers an appeal. He says that he'll be there for his son and the rest of his family with love and support, and nothing will ever change that. We've also heard the president over the last several days talk about how he is not considering any sort of pardon. Remember, these are federal crimes that Hunter has now been convicted of. And the president has the unique power to pardon federal crimes. That is not something that he says he is considering doing, even as a second trial now in September is scheduled for some of these tax counts also related to that special counsel investigation that led to these charges both in Delaware and in California.
Do you think that the president's statement that he would not pardon his son had anything to do with former President Trump's statement that he would issue pardons if he became president?
I don't think so. He said that before President Trump said that, but I think it speaks to, you know, the president trying to show that he is the father and the president, and the president historically lets, you know, these judicial processes play out, tries to treat the Justice Department with deference and independence. I think certainly there would be political backlash if you saw the president pardon his son. So there probably is a bit of a political component to it. But, you know, these have been questions that the president has been asked really since he's been president. This investigation of Hunter Biden has been going on for a few years now. And from the beginning, President Biden has said that he would not offer any kind of pardon or consider any kind of pardon for his son or a family member.
For certain. And the president's attendance at the G7, this is hopefully not too much of a distraction. Where do we stand with the Israel-Hamas ceasefire? I think yesterday people were holding out some hope, albeit a little bit on a very, very, very thin string, and this morning maybe that has been dashed a little bit.
Well, Hamas responded to that offer that the president outlined a few weeks ago. It is the first kind of formal response from Hamas. We have heard from Jake Sullivan, we've heard from Antony Blinken that this is entirely up to Hamas to accept that offer. We were told yesterday that the White House, other officials over there, the Israelis, the Qataris, the Egyptians are kind of reviewing that proposal, that response from Hamas, and will continue to work towards an agreement. But I think there has not been any sort of signal this morning that there is an imminent breakthrough that would lead to a ceasefire of any length of time, at least imminently.
And that, too, probably, unfortunately, not too much a surprise for most of those who are watching things in the international community.
I don't think so. Again, this has been something that has been vexing to a lot of organizations, right? They're trying to reach a ceasefire. Neither Hamas nor Israel has accepted various proposals. This latest one is one that now has the backing of the United Nations Security Council, is one that President Biden says was made by Israel, and is one that really has been viewed as kind of the best offer here that, that Israel is willing to make to get Hamas to release the rest of these hostages. And so we have heard from U.S. officials again and again over the last couple of weeks that this is entirely up to Hamas now to accept this offer, release the hostages, allow aid to get in, and then start these negotiations for a permanent ceasefire. That obviously would be a much more challenging negotiation. Israel has said that they are not going to accept any sort of permanent ceasefire that does not end with without Hamas basically laying down its weapons, not governing Gaza. But again, you can't get to that process unless you agree to this first step, and it is this first step that the United States and other negotiators are trying to get Hamas to agree to.
I think those world leaders need to be wherever you are right now with the birds chirping in the background. Maybe that will inspire them to be a little bit more peaceful. Fox's Jared Halperin, thank you so much for your time this morning as we update You Decide 2024.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.